As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, and once again, folks, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, August the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially as we celebrate Oracle's Broadcasting Network's first anniversary. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3, Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the program at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Like biscuits baked in a too-hot oven, gold squatted to rise again, but got cooked in the squat. The financial markets continue their upward trend while the U.S. dollar index continues to fall. We'll talk about all of that and more in a moment. Odds and ends, just kind of cleaning up the desk. We could call it cleaning up the desktop Friday, I suppose. Lots of unrelated issues, just a whole stack of stuff. It's like cleaning out your inbox, you know. We'll do that today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, August the 14th, 2009, active trading. Out of New York City, one hour ago, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading up 10 cents at $955.10 an ounce. Silver down 3 cents at $14.98. Just can't seem to get over that $15 mark. Platinum up a buck, trading at $1,268 an ounce. Palladium up $2, trading at $277. The lows and the highs so far in the gold spot market, $954.10 for a low, $960.10 for a high, and exactly $6 spread. However, at $955.10, gold has earned a year-on-year increase. Of course, we'll get into that in greater detail, but we need to understand that there's nothing really increasing here. It just reflects the decline in the value of the dollar. But year-to-year, gold is up $129 an ounce. That's not bad. 15.62% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the AM Gold Fix, the boys set it at $957.50. We're a little below that right now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off, or up, 37 points at 93.98. The NASDAQ was up 11 at 2009. The S&P, and that was an unusual closing, wasn't it? The NASDAQ closed out at 2009. Anyway, just all numbers. The S&P was up 7 at 1,013. We'll be back on the other side for the rest of the financial news. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, August the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this broadcasting network. And yes, indeed, and in fact, today is Oracle Broadcasting Network's first anniversary. Been on the air here for one whole year. I want to congratulate the young men that took the initiative, stepped up to the plate, and brought a new broadcasting network into existence 1 year ago. And also a big shout out to Mike Chambers. Some call him Papa Bear. Mike Chambers, with his very wonderful personality, was able to reach out, if you will, and extend the opportunity to others to get started in the radio business, if you will. Not much business going on around here, but certainly encouraging to come out, speak out. And it was as a result of that relationship, again, back a year ago in July, had a little bit of a get-together for some of the hosts and at Mike Chambers' farm out in Oklahoma. Anyway, all of this is history now. We're building a new network here, and I hope that each and every one of you out there can understand and appreciate the dedication, the work that's been put in, the financial sacrifice that's been made, the time sacrifice. There's only one way to keep the network on the air, really, and that is to support the sponsors and chip in when you can and as you can, help to keep the pay the server bills and things like that so that these young men don't have to strip themselves down to poverty to bring this kind of a message to you on a daily basis. It's certainly something that I've really enjoyed over the years. I've listened to talk radio for many years and having the opportunity to find a new network and new voices and new ideas is just all the better. Anyway, let's go back and finish out those market reports for Friday, August the 14th. We find gold trading up a dime at 955.10, silver off 3 cents at 14.98. The crude oil today up 17 cents, trading at 78.27 as the U.S. dollar index. We're seeing a decline again, another 17 basis points. It keeps going down. How much lower it will go, I don't know. It has nothing holding it up. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. But if you take a look at that 78.27 as the dollar index declines, then we can understand a little bit more about foreign exchange and foreign exchange rates. You know, I can sometimes forget to remind the listeners that there is an archive bin in the at the Oracle homepage for this broadcast. Become Vocal Local. Go back and access the show archives. Go all the way back. I think I've been on here 5-6 months, something like that. But go all the way back to the very first broadcast. This is not an ordinary kind of a broadcast. I'm trying to lay out critical information, fundamental basic principles that you can use to understand what's going on us and around us. And back in the early archive section there, one of the first to a month or so, we went into a rather lengthy discussion on just what is foreign exchange, what is the purpose of all of that. We went into this history and the origins of the new economic order and so on and so forth. So anyway, here I put together a little basket of currencies. We report on them here. We're always hearing about this new basket of currencies out there. Well, I put together a little basket of currencies for our listeners, the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc. There's reasons for that. Canadian dollar in Mexico, of course, this is the North American Union, you know, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, so we might as well talk about our trading partners. Of course, the euro, this is the big model over there, and so, you know, they're talking about this union and that union. Well, we might as well look at the European Union, certainly getting a lot of resistance over there on that. We can never forget the British pound. They've been pounding us since our inception. They pound us yet today. They pound the Canadians, they pound the Australians, they pound many, many countries all around the world, and the Queen, you almost call her the Holy Mother, is one of the largest property owners on the planet. It's probably second only to the conservation, what do they call it, Conservancy, the Nature Conservancy. I think they're the largest property owner on the planet. Go figure on that one, right? And then, of course, the Swiss franc. You don't ever want to overlook the Swiss franc. The International Bank of Settlements in Switzerland. So anyway, the Canadian dollar today was 92 cents, the Mexican peso, 8 cents, the euro off about 26 basis points at $1.43 U.S., $1.66 for the British pound, and the Swiss franc is even on the day at 93 cents. In the bond market, why did we worry about the bonds? Well, bonds are bought and sold on a regular basis. I went to a city council meeting here this past week in this little town of Exeter, Missouri, and there are bonds available in our county. The call window is open. They've thrown open the window, and they want to encourage everybody to go into debt and buy these bonds, but there's bonds available at a reasonable interest rate. They'll probably be one of these interest rates, and the city council wants to get one of these bonds and sell it into circulation to pay for repaving some of the city streets, actually all of the city streets. There's only about 6 miles of streets in this quote-unquote city. But anyway, the bond market today, the two-year bond is trading at $1.07%, 10-year bond is at 3.58%, and a 30-year bond is at 4.242%. In the mortgage markets, been watching this mortgage market go up and up today. The 15-year mortgages are running at 4.83%. That's up from a month ago at 4.80%. The 30-year mortgage is up 5.38% from 1 month ago at 5.30. So as we continue to go into this process, the price that you're going to have to pay for mortgages is going to continue to go up. Supposedly, we put billions and billions of dollars into circulation, but doesn't seem to have translated out into the hands of the people. It seems to have gotten stuck in the banks. This off the Bloomberg website. U.S. consumer prices unchanged, matching forecast. A little bit of an understanding of just what's going on here. The cost of living, this cost of living index, is one of these things that comes out all the time. They put it out every month or so, and they look at this. This is another one of these indicators. It's like all of the material that I put out in this financial report, these are just all indicators. It's like going to the doctor, and they put their stethoscope on your chest and listen to your heart and all that other nonsense, take your blood pressure and stuff. Well, this is all just listening to the heartbeat and taking the blood pressure of America as we try and pay attention to this sick beast that we seem to be living inside of at this time. So anyway, the cost of living in the U.S. was unchanged in July, they say, and dropped by the most since 1950, from a year ago, as the recession sapped companies' pricing power. Now, pricing gets to be really important in all of this. I would say that the cost of living in the United States was not unchanged. It's still going up, but they say the flat reading matched the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News and followed a 0.7% increase in June. Data from the Labor Department showed today. Now, they tell you where they got the data. They got it from the Labor Department. And if they say that buyers are liars and so on and so forth, you can't really believe a word these people are telling us out of the government. They're covering up for their own crimes. Be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you.
And we have returned once again and back to this article off of Bloomberg. Just give you an overview of what's coming down from the master blasters in Washington and New York City. Continuing, it says the flat reading matched the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News and followed a 0.7% increase in June data from the Labor Department showed. So we always have to be very careful when we're hearing anything coming out of the Labor Department or any of these various bureaus. They're covering up for their own crimes. They're covering up for their sins. They got people coming along behind them with rakes, you know, cleaning up their footprints as quickly as they possibly can. But nevertheless, we just look at all of this stuff. We listen to everybody. We read everything. And then we don't believe a thing we read until we can verify it in our own research. So we do our own research here. And as I've mentioned many times, I don't have any gold to sell. I don't have any silver to sell. I'm not selling stocks or bonds or insurance or automobiles or anything else. Just giving it to you the no-spin economic report here. Again, continuing, today's figures indicate no sign that the Federal Reserve's record of $1 trillion injection into the banking system has passed through to faster inflation. There's no sign that the Federal Reserve's record $1 trillion of injections into the banking system has passed through to faster inflation. There's, you know, it's going to have to happen sooner or later. It's going to come along. But where did they inject most of that trillion? Most of that trillion went to the banking community. Most of that trillion went to the insurance companies. Very little of it has gotten out to the people, so to speak. Very little of it has gotten into circulation. Most of it is just been loaned into existence and then gone to people's pad, people's balance sheets. So it's not being spent into existence. And so, yes, possibly, that might be why the inflation indexes or indices are not rising. But listen to this. Retailers, including Nordstrom, Abercrombie & Fitch, and American Eagle Outfitters, have been using discounts to lure consumers on tight budget in the aftermath of job losses and home price declines. And so by discounting the product off the shelf, giving things away, it's like having a fire sale at the business. The business's bottom line, their monthly reports don't seem to be changing very much, but they're just liquidating stock on hand, if you will, items in their inventory. And so what they're going to replace that with, we'll have to wait and see. But this guy, Carl, a U.S. Chief U.S. economist at the Swiss reinsurance company in Armonk, New York, said, I, quote-unquote, I'm not terribly worried about inflation. Well, you know, this guy's got a little bit of, this is one of those expert say jobs here, a chief U.S. economist, as if we could care what Kurt Carl might have to say, but he says, I'm not terribly worried about inflation, so I guess it works for Bloomberg. They post his comment. But in general, he said, you have a dire situation for consumers and retailers, and there's a lot of truth in that. Whether we see the inflation numbers out there in common parlance or on the shelves or not, we're having a dire situation for consumers and retailers. Treasuries headed higher after the report, sending benchmark 10-year note yields down to 3.57%. So when I give you these bonds and the bond report each morning, the 2-year, the 10-year, and the 30-year, this is what we're talking about. These benchmark 10-year notes or bonds down to 3.57%. And what is all that about? Well, in order to finance all this stuff, they've got to sell these bonds into existence. And it's by buying all of this debt that countries like China and India and Japan and others have gotten on the hook with the U.S. So there's a lot of that. We report that on a regular basis. If the interest rates, if the yields on the bonds are too low, who would want to buy them? Especially if you have increasing inflation and a decline in the bond markets, the interest rate, the yield on those bonds, you'd have to be insane to buy this stuff. But, as I said, even all across America in these small towns and even in the big metropolitan cities, you know, they buy these bonds, they buy this debt. Why? Well, they've got employees, insurance companies, they've got all of the various and sundry promotions that the government employees have bought into and have created over the years. And they need some place to invest this. You can go up on the internet. I don't know what the credibility of the guy is, but I've certainly heard lots about the CAFRA man, and see a comprehensive annual financial report. Browse that, type that into your browser and see what it comes up with. There's a lot more to this picture than we ordinarily hear. Certainly more than we're hearing in this article. But again, continues, it says economists forecast that consumer prices would be unchanged according to the median of 76 projections, blah, blah, blah. The core index was projected to rise 1%, 0.1%, according to the survey median. And it goes on and on and on. Then it talks about lower food prices. I don't know whether or not your food prices are going down, but mine certainly haven't. But this is the business, I guess, of writing up news and posting it on Bloomberg. But anyway, it says lower food prices are dragging down revenue at some businesses. Walmart Stores, Inc., the world's largest retailer, said yesterday that sales at U.S. stores open at least a year fell 1.2%. Eduardo Castro Wright, interesting name there, Eduardo, the company's U.S. stores chief, attributed the drop to stronger than expected deflation in grocery stores. Now, that's very important when you start to see words like this being published in these kind of articles. Deflation. Deflation and inflation and stagflation are all important economic models we need to understand something about. Anyway, it continues and it says the core index was restrained by an unchanged reading in the area of services. Then it goes on, shelter costs, gasoline, new vehicles. Of course, they say new vehicle prices climbed 0.5% or half of 1%. Sales at automobile dealerships and parts stores climbed 2.4% in July, the most since January, according to a Commerce Department report. Well, I can tell you, if the parts stores and the parts business and if the wrecking yards and the salvage yards and the repainters and the rebuilders are getting more and more business, and they say here that their sales climbed by 2.4% in July, it tells you that people are making do, they're fixing up the old jalopy, they're looking to see how they can, you know, rubber band and baling wire and duct tape things together to try and make it in a downturned economy. So that's the financial news from that standpoint. Here's just a little bit. Get a couple of newsletters sent to me and other information sent by the listeners. Here's a quote. I'll just share it with you. President Andrew Jackson, you know, he's the guy that says, I killed the bank. Here's a quote. We're not left to conjecture how the moneyed power, thus organized and with such a weapon in its hand, would likely to use it. The distress and alarm which pervaded and agitated the whole country when the Bank of the United States waged war upon the people in order to compel them to submit to its demands cannot yet be forgotten. The ruthless and unsparing temper with which whole cities and communities were oppressed, individuals impoverished and ruined, and a scene of cheerful prosperity suddenly changed into one of gloom and despondency, ought to be indelibly impressed on the memory of the people of the United States. President Andrew Jackson's in his farewell address, March the 4th of 1837. It's a repeating phenomena, isn't it? We'll come into this unusual time period in life. Quite often I hear people take things out of context and whatnot and use words improperly. We're going to give you a little bit of word study on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And, of course, the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Toll-free around America and around the world and from the Austin, Texas area. If you happen to have unlimited long-distance on your telephone system, I don't know how that quite works. Maybe you've got a cell phone or something that came with all the minutes in it. But that calling number is 512-904-8014. If you'd like to call in today, your calls are certainly welcome. Back in 2001, on September the 11th, there were those of us who were not taken in or hosed by the deception that was being unveiled and presented. Myself and William Cooper and Jackie Petru and Alan Watt, Ralph Gordon Stair, Brother Stair. I think Tom Valentine was pretty hep to it. I think Steve Quayle was pretty straight up. All of us, I think, on that day were saying that it was not necessarily an inside job. That terminology didn't come along, but we knew that what we were being told was not possible. And anybody that's got engineering or architectural experience or construction experience or blacksmithing experience or a welder, a certified welder, anything like that, you know, you could just hear the story and it didn't sit right. But then there was the other side of the story. And so it was shortly thereafter that I was listening to Rabbi Yaakov Spivak on WBCQ on one of his evening broadcasts. I used to enjoy his perspective because I was interested to find out how the rabbis felt about the world, and he had the only rabbi program on the air, so I listened to him on a regular basis and called in frequently, as you can do today. And on that time, at that time period, I called in regards to several other callers' comments and things that we've been hearing on the news, and I shared with him a little bit of a find that I'd come up with out of the legal dictionaries. At that time, I was relying strongly on the Black's Law second pocket edition. But here's a little bit of information right out of the Black's eighth edition, hardbound, big old job that I've got here open in front of me on my table. And we hear about this, I've heard about this quite a bit, you know, you hear it over and over again, really. But there are two very, very careful, or they're almost synonymous terms, real simple, but important to understand. There's two terminologies in law, if you will, that are defined along this line. The primary one is voluntary ignorance. Voluntary ignorance. Now, it's a synonymous with another term, willful obliviousness. Voluntary ignorance or willful obliviousness or willful oblivion. So often I hear willful ignorance. That's kind of a contraction, but it does disservice to this understanding. So you might, if you have your browser open, your notepad or something like that, or your notepad on your table with pen and pencil. I keep a radio log daily. I keep an 8.5 by 11 legal pad and sharp pencils on my desk at all times and write down and note down emails, the addresses or websites or show topics or news and various information. And so I've got one that goes back into the 90s. Big stack of these things, but you might make a note on your notepad there. Voluntary ignorance or willful obliviousness. Well, what is it? It's an unknowing or unaware state resulting from the neglect to take reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. I'll say that again. Voluntary ignorance or willful obliviousness or willful oblivion. It's an unknowing or an unaware state resulting from the neglect to take reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. And then there's a bunch of case law that goes along with it. It's a legal term. You don't want to find yourself in a court of law and having somebody raising claims of voluntary ignorance or willful obliviousness. And there's no defense in the law for that. It's like trying to say, well, I didn't know the gun was loaded. Well, if you didn't know the gun was loaded, you dunderhead, you shouldn't have pointed it at the head of that child and pulled the trigger. See what I'm saying? It's not a good defense in law. Voluntary ignorance and willful obliviousness. But unfortunately, not only in the economic circle, but also in the political circle, and in the education, and just about anywhere and everywhere else you look, we've been hearing more and more often over the past years this idea of lessons learned. Well, we learned a lesson on that one. There was no yellow cake from Niger. Well, we learned a lesson on that one. Best practices, lessons learned. This is all of this cultural Marxist sustainable development dialogue that's coming on us and at us, as Chris Gerner used to say on his broadcast, American Exposé. So we go back and understand what is this voluntary ignorance and willful obliviousness. An unknowing or unaware state. Don't shake my paradigm. Don't test my belief system. Don't tell me about that. I don't want to hear. Don't ask me to go out and do something. Don't ask me to read that. Don't show that to me. An unknowing or unaware state resulting from the neglect to take reasonable, not emotional, reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. That's what we do on this broadcast. We take reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. And try not to prejudge. Give everyone a fair hearing if we can. Let's hear what you have to say. If you'd like to call in, you may. 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. But it's taking reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. So anyway, we've got that. Let's see if there's anything more under this willful. Willful is a very important word in law. Willful is the voluntary and intentional, but not necessarily maliciousness. You've heard of people having trouble with the IRS for willful failure to file. It's voluntary. It's intentional. No one was twisting your arm. But not necessarily malicious. Maybe you had a dang good reason. The word willful or willfully, when used in the definition of a crime, it has been said time and again, means only intentionally or purposefully and distinguished from accidentally or negligently and does not require any actual impropriety. While on the other hand, it has been stated with equal repetition and insistence that the requirement added by such a word is not satisfied unless there is a bad purpose or evil intent. What is the bad purpose or the evil intent when government, suppressio viri, the suppression of truth, when the media suppresses the truth or engages in willful ignorance, voluntary ignorance or willful oblivion, and neglects to take reasonable steps to acquire knowledge or to tell you the truth. Willful. So there's a lot to that. You might want to look into that for yourself. Willful is a long study in law. Establishing it is very difficult, not easily done. As I think I've mentioned this week, if you take a look at the state seal for the state of Virginia, the seal of the state of Virginia or the seal of the state of North Carolina, and there most likely are others, but these are two that came immediately to my knowledge. But if you take a look at the state seal on both of these, you'll find a woman holding a spear, and on the top of this spear, covering the spearhead, there's an unusual little cap. Sometimes it's just represented in art as a cloth. But anyone that has studied the Jacobins understands and can recognize that luminous Jacobin cap. And so, I always find it curious when I see all three of these symbols, especially when they're associated with a state. If you don't know who the Jacobins or Jacobins are, Jacobins, you might browse it up. Google's Google, Dogpile, Webferret, or whatever browser you choose, but look up the Jacobins. They're rather interesting people. As is the Spear of Destiny, as is Columbia, and we'll find out more about the lady on the other side.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
And we're back once again. And so, again, from the various and sundry old books that I have, you know, you can go all the way, go back quite a long ways in this country in the artwork. And I pay close attention to those renderings that I see because, as a drafter myself, a mechanical drawer, if you will, someone that's familiar with pen and ink and working even in the beginning on linen, which is a very difficult medium to draw upon because when you make a mistake, you've really made a mistake and it takes a lot of effort and energy and resourcefulness to obliterate and your mistake and then continue on drafting. Today things are not so difficult, and especially in the digital world of AutoCAD and DCA and the other different kinds of engineering software, it's easy to correct your mistakes, just like when you're typing. Once upon a time, when we used regular typewriters, it was very difficult to conceal a mistake, and so good typists were hard to find and they were paid well, generally. Anyway, back in and understanding this idea of what is this, the various symbology that's involved in all of this with the woman. The woman. We think about the Statue of Liberty and all of that, and we call her Lady Liberty, you know, oft times today, you know, the Lady Liberty, but Lady Liberty had a different name. Her name was Columbia, originally, in this country, and that's who they were talking about. Anyway, so let's find out just a little bit about this Columbia. Just in passing, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, it's just kind of like picking up. I've got stacks and stacks of stuff all around me all the time. As you can imagine, doing a radio broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, you kind of have to have things on your desk. And unfortunately, my desk is going to get a wash job this weekend, and I want to get it all cleared up. So I want all these books and things put back in their shelves over the weekend. But I'd come across this when I was studying Catholic Church because it just happens to be in the same encyclopedia volume. But I came into this. And so who is this woman? Well, Columbia is the popular name of the United States, derived from Columbus and applied to the greatest nation of the New World, from a feeling of poetic justice to the memory of its great discoverer. Is there any truth in that? Would we be voluntarily ignorant or willfully oblivious if we were to take that on face value? Certainly, Columbia has become a popular name of the United States, and you could say it could be derived from Columbus, but was Columbus's name Columbus? Or was it Colomb? And what's up with this anyway? Let's go into it a little bit deeper. Again, this is one of the reasons why I like to resort to encyclopedias. If you were just simply to type into your web browser Columbia, you might be find yourself on Wikipedia or something like that or somewhere else, and you might not have the opportunity to see where this, how this word was developed. And the same thing goes when you're working in a dictionary. When you're looking words up, and we're going to go to another word that's often mistaken in a moment, but the study of Columbia is rather interesting. Here in the same set of encyclopedias, it goes on and it talks about a Columbanus, who was a missionary and a founder of a monastic order, that of the Columbian monks, who was born in Ireland about 543, and he died in his monastery of Bobbio in the Apennines, I think it is, Apennines, in Italy, on the 21st of November of 615. The order founded by him was for a while hardly inferior to the order of Saint Benedict, or the Benedictines, in number of monasteries, or in the services it rendered to the church. And then it goes on and it tells you all about the Columbians, Columbian monks. Here's another one, Columba, Columba Noachi, or Noachi, Columba, Noachi. In Latin, that's Noah's dove, a small constellation of stars south of Lipus and Canis Major, about the same, about the time of whose discovery there are different statements. It is generally believed that it was first named by Royer in 1679 or 1680. This, however, is easily disproved by the fact, seldom noted, that Bayer, in his Uranometria, published in 1603 on the 37th map just below Canis Major, pictures the dove flying with the olive branch in its mouth. Dr. Gould states that it was mentioned by Petrus Plancius, an eminent Dutch geographer and teacher of Petrus Theodori. The latter died in 1596. The constellation is known today by the simple name Columba and is situated between Pupis, P-U-P-I-S, Pictor, Column, Lipus, and Canis Major. I'm picking up a little bit of astronomy in this. Before that, there was a saint, Saint Columba, apostle of the northern Picts of Caledonia, and founder of numerous monasteries in the Hebrides and Scottish mainland. He was born in 521 in the territory of the Kenel Conall, modern Donegal, and he was a scion of the illustrious race of Conall, it's not Conan, but it's close, Conall, and was thus kin to the northern princes of Ireland of the Gaelic princes of Scotland. Whether his name or surname Columba is Latin or a Latin modification of a Gaelic name cannot be determined. It appears also in the form of Colm, C-O-L-M, whence the name Malcolm, a servant or a devotee of Columba. And the saint is also known as Columkeel, Columba of the churches, or Cella, C-E-L-A-E, the Cella, in the Gaelic, being equal to a K, because of the great number of the churches and monasteries he founded, and it continues. So there's a lot to that. But if you have listened to the Freeman and others, you'll find that it just continues to roll on back and back and back. And Columbia means much more than Lady Liberty. But to see Columbia pictured oftentimes with this spear of destiny and the spearhead always covered by the cloth or the Jacobin cap is something of interest. At least it was to me. It gives us an idea that the secret societies have been at work for a long time. There are many great mysteries. There are many sciences that have developed over the years, astronomy being one of them. but not everything is as it appears. And so it takes a certain amount of research to move from voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion into some reasonable understanding and comprehension of truth. Another one of those very simple things has to do with the idea advanced in our Declaration of Independence that all men are by their Creator endowed with certain unalienable rights. Even I, listening in ignorance, adopted for a period of years this idea that it had been a mistake and that it was supposed to be inalienable rights as opposed to unalienable or unalienable rights. But there is a difference, and there's a difference that's known in law in the Blackstone's commentaries, and there was certainly a difference known even at the time that Noah Webster wrote his 1828, the American Dictionary of the English Language, the Noah Webster 1828, a huge book which I have open in front of me right now on my radio table. But there is a difference between inalienable right and unalienable right, and it's an important one, but it's very subtle, very subtle, a minor difference. But as they say, the devil is in the details, and it's the minor differences that we sometimes have to pay attention to, especially in this cultural Marxist time of the logical positivist syntacticians. All of the obfuscatory word gaming that was spoken of by Mr. Blair when he wrote his 1984, George Orwell, commonly known. We need to be very careful. As if I were able to change your language, I could effectively change your understanding or reality. And there have been agents of change busy changing our language for some time. We'll pick up this understanding of the difference between unalienable and inalienable rights on the other side of the top of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be back for hour number two. And your calls are welcome.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our August the 14th. Got paper all over the place here. August the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour, our guest today is the first anniversary of the Oracle Broadcasting Network, and glad for that. Certainly, if you can, and as you can, if you can support the sponsors of the network, or if you have any suggestions for a sponsor, maybe there's a good sponsor out there that just doesn't seem to get any notice, let us know. Let me know. I'll be glad to contact them, and if they're interested in sponsoring either the network or my broadcast, I'll definitely give them that opportunity. But if you can, maybe there's something one of the sponsors carries that you could use. Maybe you could try that solar oven out or something. If you don't want to just make a donation, it's always appreciated. But we're looking at the difference between words and word games and word usages, trying to understand some of the things that have altered our existence, really, changed our understanding of reality. But unalienable is an interesting term. To lean is really at the bottom of this thing. Actually, there's a lie in the middle of the word. But to lean a piece of property is to put a claim or make a claim on something. And to unlean the property is to separate it from something. To have something inalienable, it is only by the operation of law, and just law at that, that you could separate something from someone else. But from the standpoint of man and the natural law, and we start natural law really simply, the easiest way to wrap your mind around natural law is to just think of you yourself, and build a chain, if you will, or a tier of the fundamental basic principles of life. You can say something along the lines as man moves. That's your basic fundamental indicator that there's a life there. There's going to have to be some kind of motion. That doesn't mean that you're doing jumping jacks or capable of doing push-ups or something. There has to be something moving. Of course, at the molecular level, even if you're stone cold dead, the molecules and whatnot are still operating. It's just they're going through decay, not going through, you know, building processes. But there's still a lot of action going on even in a dead body unless you shoot it full of formaldehyde. It'll just, in a matter of a couple of days, once all the bugs find it, this whole thing will just reduce down to bones. Draped over with a thin veil of flesh in a short period of time. Surprisingly short period of time, I might add. So this idea of the natural law begins, you could simply say, with man moves. And then man breathes. The respiration process is going to start in here someplace, even if you're taking that oxygen from the blood vessel that's feeding a fetus, for instance. Man drinks. Man eats. Man excretes. Man breathes. Man procreates. And so on. And it just builds and builds and builds. And this is what our founders had in mind, and many before them, in the idea of natural law, right of man. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Lost in a word study, bunch of stuff. This is kind of like a desk cleanup day, cleaning out my inbox and so on and so forth. But I wanted to bring this up one more time to the attention of the listeners, this very careful distinction between a word that has been changed for us. Actually, it really hasn't been changed. It's just that the usages have been changed. Words have their meanings, and their meanings are important, as are how the words are used. And all of this has to do with shaping realities and shaping peoples. And if we learn anything from studying Gramsci or any of the others that have been at work busily upsetting our customs, our tongues, our tribes, our creeds, bringing us into this cultural Marxist lifestyle, this idea of collectivism and globalism, then we can need to understand words and how they've been used against us and make certain that we don't fall into this voluntary ignorance or willful obliviousness to the important distinctions, the things we say. Even if we know better and slip up, we need to correct ourselves, and I certainly strive to do that. Don't always succeed under the pressure of the time clock and coming in and going out of breaks and whatnot. But we strive to do that. So going back to the Declaration of Independence briefly before we go to the dictionaries for the difference between alienable and unalienable. You can say it more clearly, inalienable versus unalienable, in versus un. or unalienable. You can go right to the Declaration of Independence to get an idea for what was being advanced here. Very profound stuff that was going down. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature, and of nature's God, entitle them. The separate and the equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which would impel them to this separation. And then it continues and it says, this is the more familiar place. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, or unalienable rights, depending on how you've studied and how you emphasize or pronounce the word, but it's still the same UN, unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And no, it's not an error. They wrote pursuit of happiness, not property. And so, it continues. But I'm not going to continue with that. What's so important about this unalienable right? This law of nature and of nature's God. There's a difference between the court of law and things that you absolutely cannot do or will do with or without any legal framework around you. As I've stated before, I have developed a distaste for liberty and an ever-burning desire for more and greater freedom. Liberty is simply freedom in check. Liberty could be, I use the analogy, it's like a dog collar around the neck of freedom, and there's a leash attached to it. There's something given and there's something taken back, and you are at liberty to do something. But it's that legal structure, the Ten Commandments, if you like. And that legal structure, those Ten Commandments or whatever number of commandments, depending on whether you pick it up in Leviticus or whether you pick it up elsewhere, it's this body of laws that make the distinction between what is unalienable, in other words, the natural law right, man moves, man breathes, man drinks, man eats, man procreates, so man excretes and so on, the natural law, that which you cannot, do not even think about. You cannot not do it. You don't even think about it. Man thinks. Unless you've had a substantial birth defect or horrible accident, man thinks. And even, how can we even tell that someone isn't thinking, even if they're not thinking or responding the way we would expect? So there's this difference that lies in here. The difference between what can be taken away from someone and what cannot. Our founders in the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, all of these amendments, the first 10, of course, are known as the Bill of Rights, and they all came at once, but they divided up, and they see the Fourth Amendment, say that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, physical body, to be secure in their persons, their houses, their papers, and their effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. You know, unreasonable search and seizure is alienating or alienating a person's property, their life, their liberty perhaps, and their pursuit of happiness or property. And it continues and it says, shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. But see, all of this is liberty. This is the conditional freedom. When people come together for security, they give up some of their freedom. As Benjamin Franklin said, those who would trade their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security. I'd like to say their essential freedom for liberty. Those who would trade or exchange their essential freedom for liberty cannot expect peace and safety to follow. A little bit different take on things, just out of the mind of this crazy, philosophically radical fellow on air today. So this idea then, unalienable, is not alienable, period, not alienable. That cannot be alienated. That may not be transferred. You can't take it from me and give it to someone else. It's an unalienable right to life, liberty, and property. Right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com. Oh,
So we're just following along a little tiny bit here on this idea of the difference between simple words and how important it is to pay attention to simple words, commonly used words. Certainly, unalienable is one of those words. It's not very, very simple. It's a huge discussion in Black's commentaries on the laws of England and many other writers, Salmon's on jurisprudence as well. Other writers take and invest quite a bit of time going through this whole process of laying out what alienation is all about and how that works. But couldn't be any simpler here in Webster's 1828 under unalienable, as it was used in the Declaration of Independence by our founders, the drafters. It was not necessarily just the writings of Thomas Jefferson. There was a committee, and much of what he wrote was based upon his notes of what had been said in the various conventions and discussions and on the street of the day. He's kind of brought together a sense, and a good one, of how the people felt at the time, what they were expressing. But this idea of unalienable, it's not alienable. It cannot be alienated. You can no more separate away from a man breathing than drinking or eating or excreting or procreating or any of these others. You can't any more separate that away than but kill him. It's that fundamental. It's that basic. And that was what our founders meant. These are unalienable rights. They come from the natural law. Like gravity, although that's different, it's not quite the same. Natural law is a whole study in itself. But it comes from the natural law understanding that had developed over centuries in Europe as to just what was the natural law and what were natural law rights. So there's a difference here. In the same dictionary, Webster's 1828, he also defines and lists the senses and the meanings of inalienable. Now here, this is French. In and alienable, from the Latin alieno or alienus. Don't know how if you pronounce that. I've never formally taken any Latin training. Read a bunch of it. But he says, unalienable, semicolon, that cannot be legally or justly alienated or transferred to another. So you can see that he shows that inalienable is the definition of it has to begin with the word unalienable, but he separates it by a semicolon, defining the unalienable, and says that cannot be legally or justly alienated or transferred to another. Legal comes into play here. Justice, justly, comes into play here. When you make the transition from unalienable to inalienable, you make this jump into the world of law, into the world of law of man, and the law of nations. The dominions of a king, Noah Webster's writes here, the dominions of a king are inalienable. It's going to take something more than legal or just alienation to transfer it to another. All men have certain natural rights which are inalienable. Again, rights. The estate of a minor is inalienable without a reservation of the right of redemption or the authority of the legislature. Inalienableness is the state of being inalienable in a manner that forbids alienation and so on as rights inalienably vested, and it continues, and that's about it. So there's a study that can be understood in that. to give you how it progressed with Webster, this is out of a 1967 Webster's New World Dictionary, the Compact School and Office Edition, published in 1967, hardbound, which I have open in front of me. And in this book, in this dictionary, there is no longer any listing or definition of unalienable. It's simply been removed. In its place, it has inalienable under, in the right place. Let's see if we can get it right here now. Had it on my finger on top of it, and I moved my finger. Hate doing that. I hate moving my finger. Inalienable. Here it is. All right. It says, that cannot be taken away or transferred. That cannot be taken away or transferred is the definition given for inalienable in this more modern dictionary. It doesn't mention legal. It no longer mentions just. It just says that cannot be taken away or transferred. And that's powerful. But it's not complete. We're diminishing something. But it's very interesting in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Again, this is the United Nations. On December the 10th, 1948, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the full text of which appears in the following pages, and so on. Here's the preamble. Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Sounds like they're getting off to a really good start, doesn't it? And then it goes on, and it has all of these very flowery things, all the way up until it gets to the last article, article number 30. And here we read the words, nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and the freedoms set forth herein. And again, in legal speak, we can understand from that what the United Nations gives away or grants or conveys under its Declaration of Human Rights, it takes back. There's no given by their creator here. There's nothing in here that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable. They cannot be taken away. They can't be taken away by governments. They can't be taken away by non-governmental organizations. They can't be taken away by jackbooted thugs on your doorstep, threatening you bodily, threatening your person, threatening to seize your person, threatening to seize your bloodstream or your airway with a missed vaccine or an injectable vaccine, wanting to search your house. Take your papers, please. All of these little incremental steps, gradualism, all of this had to be done over a period of years in order to get the New World Order and the people that they intended to dominate in the right place at the right time. Look right at me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Share your ideas, your thoughts, your questions, your comments, certainly. If we can understand what is property, it helps us to understand what we have to lose in this great struggle if we choose to do nothing. And, of course, doing nothing is an option. You can always move forward, I guess. You can go backwards. You can go to the left. You can go to the right. You can stand still and do nothing. Standing still is actually doing something. It's a choice. It's a decision. But choices oftentimes have consequences. In fact, invariably, they do. But if we can understand how important it is, this idea of having been blessed, if you will, by our Creator, whatever, however you define it, how we came to exist. I strongly doubt that we crawled out of some primordial soup or cesspool someplace and all assembled on the shore simultaneously. But certainly, however we came into existence, we were created, I do believe. It takes far more faith to believe in evolution than it does in creation, simply because even if you understand anything about probability or logic or mathematics at all, you have to have much greater faith to believe in evolution than you do in creation, because the mathematics just belie the whole idea. Impossible. Probability is on our side on that one. But if we can start at the very basal level and understand that property is the individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, I think we start at the most sure footing. And that definition was advanced by Andre de Galambos in his Thrust for Freedom, which I have on numerous occasions shared from this book on air. And it goes on to the next step, beginning there with that understanding of property, it then goes on and talks about freedom. And it says freedom is that societal condition that exists when every individual has full or 100% control over his own property. And the corollary then, of course, is that if that's the case, then if you have 100% control over your own property, which includes your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and all of the non-procreative derivatives of that, that you have 0% control 100% of the time of your neighbor's or someone else's property. It's just a fundamental, basic principle. A good place to start. And, unlike any other country ever established on the planet Earth, that was the footing we started with right there. Whether they were Masons, or whether they were hobgoblins, or whether they were gypsies or Jews or whatever they were, these fellows gave us a rather interesting piece of paper to start with. Of course, it could have been public relations, could have been a PR stunt, could have been propaganda to get people to fall in line. Nevertheless, rather interesting piece of paper. Very interesting words and concepts penned upon them. Lots of pieces of paper come around today, sometimes thousands and thousands of pieces of paper, as in the H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, which would have us all get very, very concerned about carbon and climate change. And if you've been listening to the broadcast with Vicki and I going through her research, off which you can find, I didn't even mention it yesterday to my own shame, and her, www.channelingreality.com. You might go up and visit Vicki's website over the weekend. She'll be back again with us on Tuesday. Daryl Everhart will be back again with us on Wednesday. Vicki will be back on Thursday, and I'll be flying solo Monday and Friday unless I find another guest to bring on and share some of their research with you, as we do everything that we can do to get away from this voluntary ignorance and willful obliviousness that we seem to be caught up in so often. But this Clean Energy Act talks about climate change and man-made global warming. Everybody's heard this from the scientific community. The scientific community is laughing themselves with stitches in their sides over this nonsense, but unfortunately, our legislators, our Congress critters, and our senators all off on recess right now that should be burned in effigy, I think, if they move forward on any of this. Apparently, they are just voluntarily ignorant of historical record. I shared with you briefly an interesting little DVD that was given to me at one of our gatherings around here. It's called The Unstoppable Solar Cycle, The Real Story of Greenland. Runs 10 minutes and 39 seconds. Maybe one of these days I'll just play it. But it was produced by the IDEA Channel. If you'd like to find out about it, maybe get a copy sent to you, you can go to send an email at info@ideachannel.com. I will repeat that. You have a pen and pencil handy, get your notepad open on your computer, info@ideachannel.com. Their website is www.ideachannel.com. It's a DVD, runs 10, 15 minutes, 10, 11 minutes, 10 minutes, 39 seconds. It's the real story of Greenland. It's a very interesting pictograph of what I'm about to share with you right out of the encyclopedia. Again, I get a lot of emails from the listeners, and I appreciate it. Found out about this appointment of a Frenchman over NATO. We'll go there in a moment. I was looking up NATO and refreshing my memory on that. from a variety of encyclopedias, and while I was in the Encyclopedia Americana in the same article or in the same volume, again, the value of using encyclopedias because you stumble upon things that you wouldn't ordinarily, or dictionaries, same thing. You go looking for one thing, you find something else. But I noticed this unusual word I hadn't seen before and didn't remember. It's Norumbega. Norumbega. I'll say it again. Norumbega. Norumbega. Might browse that up. Maybe, I haven't checked, maybe Wikipedia has something on it. But it's a name given by the early explorers to various parts of the east coast of the North America. Also, to a river and to a mythical Indian city. In 1539, the name was applied to the whole coast from Cape Breton to Florida, but this seems to have been on the authority of an anonymous narrative called Dipe Captain. D-I-E-P-P-E, Captain. The map of Veranzo's voyage, published in 1529, locates Norumbega on the coast of New England. Mercator's map, published in 1541, locates Norumbega near the Hudson River. Gastaldi's map, locates in 1556, locates Norumbega near Cape Breton. Other accounts mention Norumbega as a large river or brackish near the mouth. And still others picture it as a city with high towers and substantial houses. The rivers mentioned are supposed to have been Penobscot, Connecticut, or Hudson, Champlain. In 1605, applied the name to Maine and also to the Penobscot River. Humphrey Gilbert, in 1583, began an exploration of the beautiful country of Norumbega, 1583 now, and so convinced was he of its existence that he took with him a poet to sing its praises. A map of 1582 makes the Penobscot, P-E-N-O-B-S-C-O-T, Penobscot River, a strait connecting the St. Lawrence with the ocean at the mouth of the Penobscot. The country between was called Norumbega, and this time it's spelled N-O-R-O-M-B-E-G-A. The origin of the word has been attributed to many languages as an Indian word, meaning still waters, a Spanish word meaning fields, a Norse word, Norvegur, meaning Norway, etc. In 1889, Professor Horsford caused the erection of a memorial tower at the confluence of the Charles River and Stony Brook, near Watertown, Massachusetts, in memory of Norumbega, a Norse city which once existed here. Considerable research has been given to the matter, and some historians claim to have reasonable proof of the origin and location of what by many is considered a mythical city. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy,
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned once again, very quiet in the phone department today, but we'll just proceed right on to proceed. Cleaning up the desk here at the end of the week. Good week, interesting topics all week. When we get into this idea of voluntary ignorance and willful obliviousness, we also need to understand that there are agendas at work. There are those that would take away knowledge of our history, knowledge of the past, foundations upon which we could, perhaps should, or ought be founding all of our thinking, just simply swept away by a very corrupt educational system, almost spiritually bankrupt religious systems, so many people working at us, you know, on us and at us, trying to take away the beauty of our existence on this planet. But just to give you a little idea here, one of the interesting things about encyclopedia study is that each encyclopedist, their editors, their staff, etc., they try and find something new and something interesting to put in, and each person that comes to the plate brings something else with them. And so that's one of the reasons why I like to study the Britannica and the Americana, the Funk and Wagnalls, several sets that I have, the Groliers, the New World, the World, the Revised World Dictionaries. Let's see what I only got about 7 or 8 of them here. Not to mention the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. I've got a couple of partial sets and a few very old individual volumes. Anytime I find old encyclopedias, I snap them up. You can get them for pennies, typically. But just to give you an idea of the value here, at the close of this article, it says, consult Fisk, John Fisk, The Dutch and Quaker Colonies in America. That's a book published in Boston, 1899. Horsford, E.B., Horsford. Defenses of Norumbega, published in 1891. And Discovery of Ancient City of Norumbega. Then another author, Bouveau, La Norumbega, published in Brussels of 1800. Justin Windsor, Narratives and Critical Histories of America, Boston, 1884. And P. DeRue, History of America Before Columbus, in 2 volumes, published in New York, 1900. There are other authors. There are other people who are aware of this sorts of stuff. But these are just not the books you're going to find in your local grade school or high school library. This is not the information that's going to be taught to the young students. But certainly you've got somebody like Barry the Usurper in his cabinet. Many of them have attended Harvard. And here out of the Harvard classics, the American historical documents from 1000 to 1904, basically 1,000 years, 900 years there, with introductions and notes and illustrations published by the P.F. Collier and Sons in 1910, in volume number 43, the American Historical Documents, the hardbound edition I have open in front of me, original first edition. It starts off with this, the American Historical Documents, the voyages to Vinland, the following account of the discovery of North America by Leif Erikson is contained in the saga of Erik the Red, and the present translation is that made by A.M. Reeves from the version of the saga in the Flateyjar book, compiled by Jan Thordsen, about 1387. The part of the coast where Leif landed is much in dispute. The most recent investigations tending to the southern part of the coast of Labrador, though many scholars believe Vinland to have been on the New England shore. But when we want to talk about global warming and climate change, we need only look at Greenland or Antarctica. And not with a jaundiced eye or from the viewpoint of the National Geographic magazine or from the Nature Conservancy or the World Wildlife Federation or any of the NGOs that stand between you and truth, advancing voluntary ignorance and ensuring willful obliviousness. But Leif the Lucky was baptized, and I'll just give you just a tiny bit, because basically what we're going to talk about is Leif going to Greenland. After that, 16 winters had lapsed from the time when Erik the Red went to colonize Greenland. Leif, Erik's son, sailed out from Greenland to Norway. He arrived, notice he sailed out from Greenland to Norway. He arrived in Drontheim in the autumn when King Olaf, I can't even try it, Tryggvason, was come down from the north out of Haalogaland. Leif put into Nidaros with his ship and set out at once to visit the king. King Olaf expounded the faith to him as he did to other heathen men who came to visit him. It proved easy for the king to persuade Leif, and he was accordingly baptized together with all his shipmates. Leif remained throughout the winter with the king, by whom he was well entertained. Of course, at this time period, you know what he was baptized into, the faith of Christ. It would be the Catholic Church. Bjarni goes in quest of Greenland. Well, we needn't go into it. It's a very interesting story, however, and it's right here in the historical documents of America published for the people that attend school at Harvard. Shouldn't really be any dispute, any discussion. The climate change has occurred. The geologic record speaks of it. The archaeological record speaks of it. There have been polar shifts. Our planet is influenced by everything that happens, I guess, in creation. The whole idea behind FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program, multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program, and as we've shown you from Agenda 21, the development of this culture of safety, pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. The idea of being able through insurance companies to indemnify yourself against all of the risks of life on Earth, to be protected like infants in swaddling clothes from all of the vagaries that come on us and at us in the natural world. As if the nanny state or the mommy state could do that, and as if somewhere on your birth certificate there was a warranty or a guarantee. Certainly none on mine, the one that was given to me. But if we can then go from that and make a leap and understand, wrap our minds around this Houlihan plan I've shared with you a couple of times. We've got a minute or so left. Sent to me by another one of our listeners. You can find this, I believe it's Bernadine Smith's website, www.libertygunrights.com, or it's someone's website. I thought it was hers. Might be. libertygunrights.com, spelled just the way it sounds. There's /Houlihan, Houlihan tools. Should come right up for you. But she talks about this, the tools in the Houlihan plan are being worked on you. The Houlihan, again, plan, and I've shared this several times, is an official state government document paid for by the executive branch of the California state government and is working to build a climate for change. Quote, unquote, climate for change. Climate change. A climate for change. Yesterday, Vicki was talking about knowing the meta language. We have to understand the language behind the language. I've been teaching on logical positivism for years. But if we can understand that the forces that are out there that put themselves up in the positions of leadership in the high towers in New York and in London and in Brussels and in Dubai and other places, they haven't our best interest at heart, as you can well imagine. But again, it says it appears that there are the many extraordinary calamities all converging upon the United States at one time have been employed to bring about our destruction. Folks, I'm all out of time. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.